right, continuing the conversation now with an old friend of the program, David Coleman. He's an attorney for the Great Lakes Justice Center and an all-around good guy. So we have him back from time to time. How about that, Dave? How about that for a setup?
I appreciate that.
An all-around good guy. There you go. You've got a lot of things going on, as always. You're the senior legal counsel for the Great Lakes Justice Center. And you've got some updates on some cases for us. I want to start with Keith Wood. He was the guy that was handing out pamphlets in front of a county courthouse in Michigan and jammed up and arrested and dragged inside and all sorts of things that went on. For people that are not familiar with this case, give them the thumbnail sketch.
Sure. Keith was handing out flyers in front of the courthouse up in Big Rapids, dealing with the issues of the powers of jurors and what you can do as a juror when you're sitting on the case. It's commonly referred to as jury nullification. And the issue here is whether or not he was trying to improperly influence jurors in a case that was set to be starting that day up in Big Rapids. The thing is, he was arrested. He was handing these flyers out to anybody that was coming into the courthouse, and prospective jurors were showing up. You know, you get a summons in the mail, and they tell you to show up.
Sure.
And then there's a jury pick, and some people get picked for the juries, and others don't. And so he's just handing it out to people. Well, the court found out about it. The judge didn't like it. And so he ended up getting arrested and put in jail on a $150,000 bond.
$150,000 because he was handing out pamphlets.
Right.
All right. So,
the pamphlets said nothing about the case that had been set that day for a jury trial. It was just general information about your rights as a juror.
Right. But you went through the process for a while, and they let it go through for a while. That was what's crazy about it, right?
Right. They ended up charging him with a felony and a misdemeanor, jury tampering. We got the felony dismissed because they were arguing he was obstructing justice. We got that dismissed. But he still had the misdemeanor, and the jury came back and found him guilty when the judge would not let us argue a number of issues to the jury. For example, that no jury existed. No jury was ever seated for any case that day. And so you see the obvious argument. How can you tamper with a jury that does not exist?
Well, that'd be a pretty fair argument, I would
think.
Yeah,
and then we raise First Amendment issues. Obviously, you're on a public sidewalk. It's the highest protected area under our whole scheme for constitutional protections is on a public sidewalk, and you have the right to speak and hand out literature and do things like that. The judge would not let us argue those things. So we're on appeal, and we're now in the Supreme Court, and in early March, it's either going to be March 4th or 5th, we're waiting for confirmation on which day, we're going to have our oral arguments in the Supreme Court on the case.
All right, and then you've got an update on another case that we've been following you with. Pick that one up as well, please.
Yeah, the Planet Fitness case, many of you might remember our client, Yvette Cormier, was in the locker room, had worked out at a Planet Fitness up in Midland, and gone in the ladies' locker room and was getting ready to, you know, take a shower, get cleaned up, and go home. And in walks a man into the locker room. And, of course, she was shocked by that, and she went out to the lobby to the desk and said, "Hey, there's a guy in the women's locker room. Would you get him out of there?" And she was told, no, he has the right to be in there because he's self-identifying as a woman. And so you can either wait until he's gone or you just got to put up with it. And so we brought suit on that case, and we've been up and down in the courts on that one. Also, the Supreme Court ruled our way a few months back and said we are entitled to a trial. And so we have some hearings coming up in the spring. I expect the trial will probably be sometime this summer. But, you know, this is the sort of thing, and this is why it's so important, this petition drive, Steve, that's being pushed out here now, that all we want is equal treatment and fairness. No, what they want is things like this. They want men to be able to go into your girls' teenagers' locker rooms.
Now focus on that real quick.
Under these theories.
Real quickly, David Coleman here from the Great Lakes Justice Center. David, just tell me, what do you mean by that? Because there's this petition drive for some sort of an equal rights type thing for the Michigan ballot come November, but you say it's a disguise, it's a smokescreen.
Absolutely, and they're coming out, and honestly, they're flat out lying about the effect of this. What they're trying to do through the petition drive is change the Elliott Larson Act to add the categories of sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression as protected categories that you can't discriminate or it's a civil rights violation. But what they don't, and then they try to claim, well, we put language in that protects folks who have religious beliefs and that sort of thing. And it's an outright lie. It actually reduces the protections for those who have a religious objection to this sort of thing. And, you know, that's what's going on here. And the end result is going to be you're going to end up with boys taking girl spots on the sports teams, girls having less opportunities for scholarships and to participate in sports at their schools. You're going to have
so Title IX
locker
gets...
rooms and showers. It's just... outrageous.
Yeah,
people need to know what this really is going to do.
Title IX gets lit on fire, basically.
Oh, Title IX, you might as well throw it out.
I think they did, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
David Coleman, greatly appreciated. I got to leave it there for today. But as always, stay in touch and let us know what is going on and so we can keep up to speed.
Will do, Steve. It's always a pleasure to be on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
All right, take care.
All right, it's time to light up the night with $1,000 off your 2019 Roxor. You get it, plus a 40-inch LED light bar at no extra charge. Pretty cool, right? All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe it's 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Work smarter, play harder, and stay out later. See a Roxor dealer today or just visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers. RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details. Roxor, a great partner here with the Steve Gruber Show. If you're not familiar with them, man, you should be. Built in Michigan, it is. This thing is a stud in the outdoors. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Final thoughts after this.
Small business owners with 10 to 250 employees. Do you offer an effective 401k plan to your employees? Are you comfortable with all financial liability? The Michigan Chamber is offering its members the first statewide multiple employer 401k plan. Now, small businesses can offer their employees all the investment benefits a large company can at a competitive price. The program is powered by TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank specializing in full-service wealth management. TriStar will work with your employees, understand their needs, and design an investment portfolio to achieve their goals. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.